USA Radio News.
I-20 Marusso reporting. As Hurricane Ian charged through the western coast of Florida this week, the warnings from forecasters were growing more urgent. Life-threatening storm surge threatened to deluge the region from Tampa all the way to Fort Myers. The delay, an apparent violation of the meticulous evacuation strategy the county had crafted for just such an emergency, may have contributed to catastrophic consequences that are still coming into focus as the death toll continues to climb. At least 16 storm-related deaths have been identified in Lee County, the highest toll anywhere in that state. Much of Florida is still reeling after Hurricane Ian moved through. While the Gulf Coast cities felt the brunt, the state's central cities were not spared. Rising rivers caused serious damage and calls for help. Rescues were happening as far inland as Orlando and floods as north as Daytona Beach. The situation in Orlando warranting a visit from FEMA Director Deanne Criswell.
We have already started the planning efforts for what it's going to take to rebuild these communities and recover from this storm, but also recover in a way that makes them more resilient against some of the impacts from these storms in the future.
The cleanup, rescue, and recovery efforts are underway in hard-hit Fort Myers, Florida, after Hurricane Ian arrived on Wednesday. Lee County Sheriff Carmine Marcino saying on the county sheriff's Facebook page on Saturday, he's seeing the worst of times bring out the best in so many.
We are going to work harder, and we are going to be stronger than ever. And I ask of you to be part of this team. We are one big family together. That's what makes us great. And sometimes these horrific events bring us all together for us to move forward.
The powerful Category 4 storm with winds topping at 150 miles per hour has so far left 52 people dead, thousands homeless, and millions without power. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Nearly 100 members of the Miami-Dade Fire Rescue Florida Task Force 1 continue conducting field reconnaissance in Sanibel Island by going to the roads on foot and stopping door-to-door to check on those who have been trapped inside their homes and need assistance. The task force, along with other search and rescue squads, have been loading up survivors and pets and transporting them to the Sanibel Fire Station, where helicopters are on standby to assist in the evacuation operations, according to MDFR. We do have good storm-related news to report today, though. Hurricane Ian made landfall again as a Category 1 in the middle of South Carolina's coast. Governor Henry McMaster announced Saturday morning that the state was spared serious damage.
We had no storm-related deaths. We had no hospitals damaged. All water systems were and are okay. We had only a few cellular problems, but most of the electricity has been restored.
Ian has been downgraded to a post-tropical cyclone after it slammed into South Carolina as a Cat 1 hurricane. Mark Chouinard is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service. He says some areas could get 1 to 3 inches of rain from the remnants of Ian.
So the rainfall that was moving across portions of New Jersey, New York, into southern New England is related to Ian coming up the coast. The moisture is kind of split. So we have the one part that's over the West Virginia, and we have another moisture axis that's kind of moved into the, New Jersey to southern New England.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
Suspense.
Shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast